This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, canned spam may not be kosher. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Going after spam is clearly not for amateurs, and it may not be for professionals either. This case involved the Federal Canned Spam Act, which stands for Controlling the Assault of Non-Solicited Pornography and Marketing. While the law didn't ban spam outright, it set up a code of conduct for commercial email and empowered the Federal Trade Commission and other state and federal agencies to bring lawsuits to stop spam. There's also a limited right to sue given to Internet access providers who can sue spammers for damages of up to $300 for each email. James created email accounts for friends and family on GoDaddy, and then devised an automatic response which purported to set up a binding contract under which the spammer agreed to cease and desist or pay James $500 for each unsolicited email, and he began filing lawsuits to collect the money. But the court held that James is not an Internet access provider, and also the law exists to protect consumers and legitimate businesses, not to support a litigation mill for entrepreneurs like James. So it was a good try, and sometimes you can spam, and sometimes you can't. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.